my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, if you're an OG listener, you already know the vibes, okay? Hey girl, hey, hey boy, hey, what's poppin', what's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. My loves, I would like to start off this episode by saying I have missed y'all so much. It feels like it's been a minute since I've sat down here to record without an outline, without a plan, with just like a desire to get things off my chest and just record and like vibe and be in the zone. And wherever it leads me, and whatever the episode turns out to be, it's exactly what I needed to record and exactly what hopefully you needed to hear as well. So it is currently Wednesday. It's June 7th. I'm probably going to publish this today when I'm done recording and editing it, but I am taking a day off work today. It's actually my last day of PTO. So I took last Friday off, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. If you listened to yesterday's podcast episode, you would have heard that I was in Denver for a little bit. I actually came back to Dallas on Monday. So I took the day off and I decided to take some additional days off because I feel like I'm burnt out. The craziest thing is, I feel like I would always say, like, I feel like I'm at the edge of burnout. And I remember just getting a voice note from my friend Tolu T, if you're listening, hey girl, hey, this morning. I'd sent her this kind of like long voice note where I was just kind of opening up and, you know, asking for that space for her to hear where I'm at and just kind of be that sounding board, be that person to kind of listen to me vent for a little bit. And she was like, Dee, I don't think that you're almost there. I don't think that you're at the edge of burnout. Like, I think you're burnt out. She was like, I legitimately think you're burnt out and you've been burnt out for a while. There was something so validating. And I'm also going to preface this really quickly by saying that I'm in a very emotional state today. So it's one of those episodes where y'all, you know, I be crying on some of these episodes and girl, I don't know what to say. I'm just feeling so emotional today, but just heads up with that. But I remember feeling so validated hearing her say that, because I think sometimes when we are going through something, whether it is that state of burnout, whether we are, you know, sad or angry or frustrated or just not feeling like super happy and joyous and, you know, all the amazing things, that there are times when you can kind of want to tell yourself like, no, I'm not there. I'm not fully there, right? It's almost kind of like if you acknowledge that you're feeling sad or frustrated or burnt out or whatever the case is, it makes it more real. And I think that when you have someone around you, a close friend, a family member, a partner, who can validate you by saying you are feeling these emotions and it's okay to be feeling those emotions, it's okay to be burnt out, to own the fact that you need rest because you're human and that's okay. And it doesn't make you any less of a hard worker, any less of an amazing human being, or any less committed to your goals. It just means that you need a little bit of a break. You need a little bit of a rest. You know, I don't know whether it's been the Saturn themes, the Saturn return themes, I should say, or I guess just the state that I'm in life, but I've been feeling quite lost lately. And I kind of wanted to chat about that. So I was at the gym this morning. I decided to go work out and I was doing like my upper body day. And again, like I said, I woke up feeling kind of emotional today, just feeling a bit lost, feeling a bit all over the place. And these feelings have been brewing for, you know, quite a bit of time now, a couple of weeks. And I think it really came to a culmination this morning. And I was at the gym and I was like, I need to record a podcast episode on this. I think in the evolution of Manifest Daily, this show started off being something where I felt like I could just come and vent and talk my shit and say whatever. And it was cool. And there was something so refreshing about knowing that really nobody was listening. Like nobody gave a fuck, like nobody except like me and my mom and Monica. And so it was really refreshing to have that space to come and vent and share and talk, because I'm the kind of person where a lot of times, like when I'm feeling things, you know, some people journal, they write. I'm more of a speaker. I just want to talk out loud. And sometimes I'm not even looking for advice. I just want to just speak and like get it out, like word vomit. And the podcast allowed me that medium and that safe space to do so. And obviously, it's been 4 years in the making now, and we've grown significantly, which I'm so grateful for. But with that growth, I think that I have, in some ways, just put so much pressure on myself for showing up in what I feel like is maybe a more professional way. Now that I'm actually working with sponsors here and there on the show, now that there are thousands of people tuning in weekly, I feel like there is that pressure to be a little bit less raw. There's that pressure to not necessarily look like or feel like I have my shit completely together, because I feel like I've made it very clear that it's not. And for most of us, if not all of us, nothing will ever be fully, completely, all the way together. And that's the beauty of life, right? But I do feel like in some ways, I've kind of been afraid to have these moments like this where I sit down and there is no outline, there is no plan, there is no, I'm going to help you figure your shit out, because I don't really know. Like right now, this episode is, to me, feels like that OG energy of I'm just sitting down and talking, and I have no purpose other than wanting to sit down and to vent and open up and to just say what the fuck I have to say, and like feel as if there is no alternative goal than that. I feel like recently I put so much pressure on myself to make sure every single episode feels like it has a purpose. You know, am I sharing tips and tricks that y'all could use in your life? Am I sharing something helpful? Am I bringing on a guest that has a purposeful and fulfilling and meaningful message? And if I'm just sitting down and venting and talking about my life, then that's not helpful. That's not what you need. And I've just gotten to this place where it almost feels like, I was describing this to a couple of different people this way this week, but it feels like I've just placed myself on this hamster wheel. I'm churning out this content and keeping up with the consistency and the discipline of that, but at what cost, right? The cost of just feeling burnt out, the cost of feeling like if I don't have something that doesn't feel quote unquote meaningful or purposeful or pointed or goal oriented, then it's not good enough. And that has really taken a toll on me significantly in the past couple of months. It's like whenever I'm like, okay, let's step away for a second, let's take a break, like I did recently, I was like, okay, I'm not even gonna say I'm taking a break. I'm just taking that time for myself. I took the 2 weeks off the show, I took PTO days off of work. I felt like, oh my God, now the numbers are declining. Now I have to put something out. I have to get back on the wheel, because if I rest for too long, I become irrelevant. The show becomes irrelevant. People won't tune in. The opportunities that I've worked so hard over the last couple of years to earn will disappear. That's what it feels like. And I think that's a very, very dangerous place to put yourself in. And I've always said I've never wanted to build a business, build anything in my life like that, where I have to be so hard on myself in the way that I show up in order to keep things going. And I have to push myself to the brink of burnout, past burnout, in order to maintain and in order to feel like I'm continuing to grow. That's a really tough place to be. That I think is sort of the crux of consumerism in some ways, right? And I know this isn't necessarily about consumerism in the traditional sense of like buying and attaining material things, but in the sense of more and more content. Like we've seen that on social media, we've seen that trend where people want more. If you subscribe to a content creator, you want to see more of them. You want them to put out more podcasts or more YouTube videos or more TikTok videos. We've seen brands, like I work at a company where, you know, oftentimes like we hit a goal and we hit a metric, and what's the next step? It's to create an even bigger goal. It's to go further than we did before. And so we're always in the state of pushing ourselves past this point, past the goalposts that we just hit, in order to feel something, in order to feel like we're progressing, in order to feel like we're moving forward. And I feel like I've done that with myself so much to the point where it's like, when I don't hit certain goals, or, you know, I feel kind of like, okay, I've been doing all of these things and it feels like such a long time, but in retrospect, it really isn't, right? If we talk about how long I've been truly consistent, 2 years, you know, when we're talking about people who have 10 year, 20 year, 30 year careers, 2 years is baby stage. And if I am in the infancy stage of whatever it is I'm creating right now, and I'm feeling so burnt out and I'm feeling so bitter and so resentful about what I'm doing because I feel like I'm constantly pushing myself past this point of just no return, past this point of burnout, then how is it that I'm supposed to maintain this for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Makes no sense, right? It's really that mindset of like, this is a marathon, not a sprint. To embrace, right, where you really have to embrace the fact that it is a long haul, it is a long road, and it is a windy road, and you have to build up that discipline, that consistency in a sustainable way, not in a way where you're constantly pushing yourself and then you have to rest because you've literally gone too far. And I think I'm still in the stage of like figuring out what that looks like for me, especially with balancing a 9-to-5. And I'm not sitting here and saying that it can't be done. There are so many people that do it, and there's so many people that do more than I do. I know I'm not doing like the absolute most, right? There are people who have a 9-to-5 and then they're going to school and they have kids and they also have a business and they're doing it. They're doing it all. But at the same time, a lot of those people have support in different ways. Maybe they have a nanny. Maybe they have a team on their business. Maybe they have, you know, whatever it is, type of support around them to help them maintain. Or maybe they don't have any support and they're just like freaking burning out. I know that the way I am, the way that my energy works, the way that I work, that it's not sustainable for me to continue at this pace in the way that I've been doing things and be healthy. I've literally seen over the past couple of weeks my body starting to rebel. When you really sit with your physical body and like you're really tuning into your physical body and how that feels, you get a lot of clues about what is going on with you emotionally and spiritually and mentally. Like I will feel drained, obviously exhausted mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, like all the things. I will also feel very out of like alignment and just kind of not creative. Like I'm such a creative individual that when I lose my desire or my capacity to create, that's kind of how I know that I'm in that burnout phase. When I am struggling to sleep and I'm waking up in the middle of the night, stressing about work, thinking about things. I literally woke up this morning at 4:30 in the morning to use the bathroom. And I was trying to go back to sleep and having this freaking existential crisis about what it is I'm doing with my life. These things for me are indicators of a misalignment somewhere. The fact that I got sick and I'm still battling this sickness. Like I literally got sick and I still have this chronic cough. I had to go to the doctor the other day and I had to get a steroid shot in my butt, y'all, for like my asthma, which has been really, really bad lately on top of an infection that I have. They don't know what it is. They're assuming it's a sinus infection. So I literally have to go after this and pick up some antibiotics. But that to me is an indicator of something that's off energetically, something that's off with how it is that I'm approaching the world. I feel like we live in this world where we want more, 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 and more. We want people to consistently and constantly produce more in order to top whatever it is that we've seen before. And we don't, I think, value quality, and we don't value less output but higher quality as much as we should, unfortunately. And granted, again, this is such a blanket statement, right? So I'm not saying every single person in the world feels like this, but I think collectively that is an issue. And I feel like I've been trying to keep up with the worldly demands, the collective demands. I'm like, okay, well, if I want to do X, Y, and Z, I have to do more. If this is my goal and this is where I want to get, the only way to get there is to exert more, is to put out more, is to push myself more. And again, that's not a very sustainable route to get to any particular destination. I have talked about human design a couple of different times on this show. And one of the things that I've actually really been tapping into is obviously astrology, as y'all know, and then human design, and really allowing those two methodologies, those two approaches to help inform me of the best decision at which I can approach this world. I'm a human design projector, specifically a 5-1 projector. And if you don't know what any of that means, I'm going to try to sum it up quickly here, but I highly recommend you listen to any of my human design episodes. A couple of them, I think I have about 2 or 3 of them on the show, but they are really good and they'll help give you kind of like an overview of human design and sort of how this can inform the strategy that you're using to approach the world in a very aligned way. So I'm a projector, and projectors specifically are known for kind of that struggle with energy. As a projector, we want to keep up with the world and do the more and more and more and put out more and more and more and run as fast as everyone else and be able to keep up. But that's not how our energy works. In fact, we are meant to be the people that are kind of the guides for the world, right? We're seeing the bigger picture. We're leading the group. We're leading the masses. And we're doing so in a way where we're really using our skills and not having to exert all of this extra energy to keep up. Because when we as projectors try to do that, we hit burnout like no other. We are not the people that are going to be, you know, up all night working on a thing. Like, we might feel like we have the energy to do that, but I promise you, if you keep trying to do that over and over and over again, you are going to hit that burnout very quickly. You're going to hit that wall smack in the face, and you are going to feel like, damn, why did I try to do that? Why did I think I could do that? So that is something that I've really been thinking about lately, is like how I can approach my work, the things that I want to do, in a very aligned way. And bringing in human design has been a really big aspect of that. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized, and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out. Lately, life as a 29-year-old woman has been a crazy whirlwind of deadlines, social events, and trying to maintain some semblance of balance. But you know what's always going to throw me for a loop every single time? Mood swings, the bloating, the sleepless nights that can take a toll on you at any point in your cycle. This is where Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth comes in to help me feel more balanced, especially when I'm battling those monthly sleepless nights or dealing with the annoying bloating. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And if you don't know, adaptogens can help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. Any woman dealing with symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas can take this. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is committed to using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromises when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. Here's to feeling more balanced, rested, and ready to conquer anything and everything that comes our way. Another thing that I've been thinking about is just like what I want to do. And that is such a heavy question. Again, I find it so wild that collectively, at least here in the United States, we put so much pressure on someone who is 18, 19 years old, sometimes even 17, going into college to pick a major and to decide on a career, which obviously, you know we can switch careers and things like that. But there is this sort of old school stereotypical expectation that the career that you pick is kind of going to be the career that you're in for the rest of your life. And one thing I've noticed, especially being in the career field a bit, like now it's been what, like how old am I again? I just turned 29. So I've been out of grad school for about 6 years and fully full-time working for about that much time. And what I've noticed is even in my transitions with work, different companies and things like that, I've always obviously stayed within that field of marketing and advertising. That's what I'm known for. That's what I do. And specifically within that, organic and social, digital marketing, that kind of thing. But even though, you know, I've switched jobs, I've switched companies, all that stuff within those 6 years, I've always kind of had to be in that field. Because if I ever wanted to completely switch my careers and say, okay, I'm going to go into, like, you know, doing like cybersecurity or doing something like that, that would require me to, one, either go back to school, or two, start at a very entry level job and have to work my way up again. So in some ways, you are kind of picking the field that you're going to be in for at least the next couple of years, if not the rest of your life. And that is a very, very, very heavy and important decision to make at a time where your brain is not fully developed, where you haven't even had a chance to fully experience the world as an adult. And it's really hard. Okay, it's really hard. And I remember the other day I went to brunch with a friend and a friend of a friend. And we were chatting about kind of career stuff and kind of what we were all doing. And this person that we were at brunch with, you know, she was talking about how she'd always wanted to be a lawyer, a very specific type of lawyer for most of her life. And all of the decisions that she'd made, right? I'm talking high school, college, even the law school that she's about to attend, and even the company that she currently works for, like all of these decisions were made with the knowing that she wanted to be this type of lawyer. This is what she's always wanted to do, and it's never really changed. There are a lot of people in this world that have that mentality, have that vision. Like they could be really young and they could say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be a teacher, I want to be this. And every decision kind of lines up with that, right? And it's in some ways it is easy, right? Obviously the path itself is not always fully easy, but I'm saying, like, in some ways I've always looked at those type of people and had a little bit of envy and jealousy towards them, because I'm like, you know what you want to do. There's never been a question in your head of, you know, do I actually want to do this? Or it's always been, this is the goal, this is the vision I see, and I'm going straight towards that. After, you know, the brunch, my friend and I were driving to the Arboretum, and we're chatting about this because she and I are very similar in that we've never had that. We've never said, this is the job that I want. It's created, it's been done. There is a clear cut line path to get there. In fact, we're in the space right now where we are moving towards something, but we don't know what that something is. We don't even know, we don't have a clear vision. I was saying that it's really in those moments where you're moving towards a goal that you feel that there's something there, you know there's something there, but you can't fully see it. The vision hasn't fully been revealed to you, that you have to have an immense amount of faith. I think I referenced this in my last episode, actually, and I said, I have a tattoo on my left forearm in Arabic, and it says, your faith has to be greater than your fear. And I've always felt that that quote was very special in my life, because in all of the moments of my life where I have moved to a new job or moved to a new city or moved to a new apartment, I've had to really lean on faith, because you can't see. I've never had this thing of like, this is what I'm doing and where I'm going to go and exactly when I'm going to buy a house and exactly when I'm going to have a kids and exactly when I'm going to do this. And so everything lines up in this way. It's always been that, you know, I take a leap and things reveal itself, or I do this and sometimes people come into my life and things start to kind of come together. But in this particular chapter of my life, y'all, I feel so, so lost. And, you know, I was chatting with my boyfriend about this, which is so crazy to say. Okay, guys, hello. Even just, can we pause for a second and switch gears over to that? Because I think even just me being like, I was chatting with my boyfriend, and remembering how many times I've come on this show and cried to y'all about dating and talked about how fucking awful the dating market is, how trash the streets were, and to now be in a partnership with someone who is so amazing. Like, that is the literal representation, the literal proof, the literal reminder that things change, things evolve, things get better. When it is the time for you to meet someone or do something or have the job or whatever the case is, it will happen. And if it's not meant to happen just yet, then it won't. So I was chatting with him about this, and we were talking about kind of everything I just explained to you. And he said, this is temporary. He was like, you're in like a really big transition stage right now. He's like, you know, obviously we're in this new relationship and you're moving and I'm going through a lot of changes in my career. And here I am, I've been working on the planner for months and months and months. And by the time y'all actually like get your hands on a planner, I will have been working on the planner for about a year, which is insane. And all of these things are happening behind the scenes and that are happening in my life where a lot of like stable ground that was once there is topsy-turvy and changing, and I don't know where things are gonna land, and it's so scary and it's so confusing, and it makes me feel so just like uncomfortable. Like, I feel so uncomfortable. I keep like every day I have this prayer where every day I just pray and I say oh my god, let's not do this. Okay, but I pray and I'm just like, oh my god, just tell me what I need to do. Just tell me what the vision you have is. Like, what is my highest path? Like, what is the thing that I'm supposed to be doing? And what do I need to do to get there? Because I will absolutely do it. I think a lot of us have a similar mindset of like, if we knew what our highest path was, if we knew what was the best thing for us in the collective, and we knew how to do the thing, we would absolutely do it. But because we don't know, and we're so confused, and there's so much up in the air, we feel very uncomfortable. Ooh, my alarm is going off. I apologize, guys. Sorry about that. A very raw episode, I must say. Okay, very, very raw. But, oh my goodness. Okay, I'm back. I had to check my phone for a second. Things were beeping and moving and happening, and I was very confused. Yeah, I don't even know what I was saying. I think I was just talking about the confusion and the lost feeling. But yeah, it's like that. So I honestly just don't know. I'm trying my best to do what feels aligned. And I know that I do a really good job at that. Like, even me telling y'all about my new townhome, which I'm so, so, so excited for. Of course, I love where I live now. Like, it is amazing. This place has served me so well. And I can only imagine the goodness that's in store when I actually move to a new home. But it's like, oh wait, what was I saying? Y'all, I feel like my brain is just all over the place all the time. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, my thoughts are moving like 100 miles an hour. And like one thought goes by and I like latch onto it. I'm like, wait, let's jump onto this other one. Wait, let's jump to this other one. No, but it's just a lot. And I think, as I was saying, okay, I remember now, my alignment, right? Doing things that are aligned. And I think the steps I've taken so far and where I am just shows me that I am moving in alignment. And so, you know, as my partner was saying, like, this is just a stage, this is temporary. Like, all of the things that I'm feeling very topsy-turvy and very turbulent about will settle and will get to a point where they feel more calm and more directive, that's not a word. They feel a little bit more pointed, a little bit more in line. But I don't know. I guess I wanted to record this and talk about this because I know I'm not the only one. Like, I know I'm not the only one. I know that some of y'all out there, you see people doing things. And I know some of y'all probably see me doing things and think like, oh my God, DeAndre like has her. No, I don't have all of my shit together. I wish. No one does. I promise you. The people, even the billionaires, the millionaires, the celebrity, like no one has their shit fully together. Everyone has some things, multiple things that they are working on or working towards or wanting. Like, if we all had all of our shit together, like life would be pretty boring. Like, what would you do? Like, what would you do? Right. So I just want to remind y'all of that. When I decided to audit my wellness routine and implement changes, one of the first things I looked at was my supplements. I wanted to simplify my daily supplements, so I decided to try AG1. And let me just say, this was one of the best decisions that I made in 2023. Not only did I replace my multivitamin with AG1, but I also love that every single scoop includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. Since drinking AG1 daily, I've noticed that I feel more energized and my mental clarity and my ability to manage and recover from stress have improved. I used to rely on a ton of different supplements. If y'all remember my little pill box, then you know, okay? And I use these supplements to help me feel calm and more alert, but I just love how simplified my morning routine has become with AG1. Adding AG1 in the morning covers my bases with 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and ingredients like pre- and probiotics, adaptogens, antioxidants, and nutrients sourced from whole foods. Let me just tell y'all what my favorite part of this entire thing is. You only need to take one scoop, literally one scoop a day, every single day, mixed with water. That is it. It's giving very much work smarter, not harder, even with what you put in your body. AG1 is the supplement that I trust and have trusted since 2023 to provide the support that my body needs daily. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. That's drinkag1.com/manifestdaily. Check it out.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Been taking a little mini break too from social media, and I don't know, with that it feels kind of weird because it's kind of like I never intended to take a break, really. I just kind of like didn't post on Instagram one day, and one day it turned into two, turned into three, and I think it's been over a month now, maybe it's been less, I really don't know. So it wasn't an intentional goal, it was just kind of me moving with alignment and doing what felt right. And I think I'll come back and start posting stuff, but even then, I think I'm so in my head about it because I'm so like, well, should I be posting brandy type stuff? Should I be posting stuff about me? Like, I don't know, like every freaking minute I'm losing hundreds of followers. So like, should I even do anything? Like, maybe I should just sit and not do anything. And it's been paralyzing over there. And I think the thing that's made me feel more free and less paralyzed has just been to let it go, just to be like, okay, right now I don't have anything I really feel like is that important to say here. If you want to find me, you can find me here on the podcast, and that's where I feel like I actually have enough space and time to truly share what's on my heart. Whereas I think on social media, it's so difficult, I think, to tell a full story in a 30-second or 60-second TikTok video, or in a 15-second story slide that people are probably skipping, or in a post where people aren't reading the captions. It's so fucking difficult. Like, how do you actually tell your story and speak to the nuances of your experience if there's not enough time? And we're, again, so quick to want to consume more and more and more and more and do it at such a fast pace that we forget that the beauty of these stories, the beauty of the learnings and the learning moments, they're in the details. They're not in the glazing over of the content and the consumerism of it all and the trying to, you know, watch more and more and scroll for hours. Like, no, like, just be a little bit more intentional about your consumption. Be a little bit more intentional about what you put out into the world and what you consume. And maybe that means you're not on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube as much, but maybe that means that the videos that you do watch and the people that you do follow and the things that you do choose to spend your time on, you are so present with them that you allow yourself to really intake more of that, to really digest the details in a more beautiful way. So that's kind of where I am. Like, I feel like, you know, I've mainly just been on YouTube watching my vlogs and just really enjoying myself over there. So I will keep y'all updated on this, how I feel and how things evolve. Again, not surprised I'm having these feelings during my Saturn return. Not surprised that these things are coming up, but I am trying to give myself a bit more grace as I go through this experience, because I've been here before several times with several things in my life. And as this new relationship shows, as this new townhouse shows, as you know, my increasing income shows, or as all the things in my life that are going so well shows, there was a time where I was worried about being single forever. And who knows, maybe this isn't my forever relationship. I mean, I hope it is, but maybe it's not. But if it's not, there will be another. And if this townhouse, you know, doesn't work out for some reason, there will be another. And if for some reason something happens with income, like, I will make more money and I will be able to generate more income again. And that's life. It's the ups and the downs. It's the things that we don't know, the things that we can't predict, the things that we try so hard to understand, but sometimes can't until things fully unfold. But that's literally what this is about. That's literally what it's about. So yeah, I feel good. I think I needed this so much to just sit down and chat with y'all. And I miss this. I really do. And, you know, I think a part of what I want to do is just take pressure off of myself with the show. I don't want to look at the numbers anymore. I don't really find that whenever I look at the numbers, it just makes me feel as if by being more strategic, I'm like losing the essence of what this started off as. And I understand like evolution and growth and seeing this as a business and yada, yada, yada. But I just want to vibe, man. I just want to talk about what I want to talk about. And I don't want to feel pressure to make this into something that's so performative and so structured and so put together in a way that doesn't feel like me, you know? So thank you so much for being here. If you got to the end of this, thank you for listening. If you have sent me any messages on Geneva or Instagram, I will probably respond to them whenever I feel like being back on social media / just, yeah, back on the internet, which I don't really know when that will be. Maybe it'll be today, because I have kind of been like on Instagram here and there. It's not that I haven't been on the app at all. I like go on and sometimes I'll like scroll and look for a recipe, like a mocktail recipe or something, and then just like come off. So, yeah, but I appreciate you all so much for being here. Thank you again for listening to me. Thank you for supporting. If you've ever shared the podcast, left the review, just even if you've just sent like well-intentioned intentions and energy my way, I appreciate you so much. And yeah, let's keep going. Let's give ourselves a bit of grace. Let's take that rest when we need to. And I want y'all to know that it will work out the way it's supposed to. I needed to hear that this morning, and I want you to also hear it today too. So thank you again for being here, my love. I am going to go and take a shower post gym. I've been sitting in these sweaty clothes recording this, but I'm going to go take a shower and start my day. I'll chat with y'all very, very, very soon. Okay, bye.